Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of Enjoy Life on Purpose with your life coach, Kimberly Frazier, live in the studios today with Naya Fields, my beautiful daughter. I decided to bring Naya on today because Naya has experienced that college life, and we know that students are getting ready to head there, and Naya's going to share some struggles. She's going to share how she discovered herself and some fears and challenges that she went through. And so I'm excited to bring my daughter into the studios today because this is going to be a nice, but a lot of transparency here, but it's going to be intimate too. And it's a good mother-daughter combo here. So I'm welcoming her today because she is an everyday people, and we're bringing them to everyday radio with everyday experiences. And I think I said that. I did say that backwards. I am bringing everyday people with everyday experiences to everyday radio. So, Naya, welcome, 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 welcome to the show. Hopefully you can hear me okay. I know you're in the area. Can you hear me, Naya?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio this evening. I've been blasting her all over Facebook this afternoon because I'm excited. You know, what mother wouldn't be excited to have the opportunity to sit down and chit-chat with her daughter and hear some of your struggles and some things that you went through in college and how things are shaping up for you now as you're about to enter into your junior year of college. So welcome to the show. Introduce yourself to the audience. I'll let you talk a little bit and share some stuff with the listening audience tonight.
So my name is Naya, as you all know. I'm currently going into my junior year of university. I'm a full-time student at Chowan University, which is located maybe about a little bit into North Carolina. It's a smaller school. It's a predominantly African-American school. And it's where I've had a lot of great experiences, a lot of struggles, and a lot of challenges, but it's definitely one of the best decisions I ever made to go to school.
Yeah, you did. And I remember, you know, I remember when you were, you decided where you were going to go, and, you know, we went down and visit the school, and how you were, had mentally prepared yourself, physically prepared yourself, and how you were like, Mom, I got this. I'm doing my thing. I'm excited to be on my own. And then how I was so teary-eyed, like, oh, my daughter is growing up and she's leaving me. But I wanted to bring you on because you experienced some little surprises going into school, and it wasn't all that you thought it was going to be, but then in some areas it was everything you thought it was going to be. I know you had some challenges going in, you know, meeting new people, the culture shock that being in a whole different area, different state, and then having to meet and make friends, and you're coming from one area going to another. Let's share some of those experiences when you first enter your freshman year, some things that you went through that you want to share with some future students that could be going to that particular college or to any college to set those expectations for them.
Yes, of course. Like you said, it was a tremendous culture shock for me. We grew up in a usually predominantly Caucasian area, so when I did go to the school, it was different. I wasn't used to that. You know, I wasn't used to being around people like me, and it was different for me because I felt like I had to adjust to everyone around me. Freshman year was a whirlwind for me. You know, I was on my own, and it was the first time where I didn't have to really necessarily answer to anybody. And that's a big thing I want to stress to the high school students who are coming in to start university or college, wherever you decide to go. Being on your own is a whole completely different ball game than it is to be with your family. And it's different when you don't have to answer anybody, because the things that you find yourself getting into, you probably wouldn't necessarily do it if you were at home. I was trying to make friends. I wanted to be accepted, and that's one thing I'll get back to is being accepted. But I felt the need to be accepted, and I wanted to make friends, and this was completely new to me. I didn't come in with anybody. I know a lot of the high schoolers in this area, they're going to universities with some of their high school friends, so it's nice to see a familiar face. I chose to go out of state. I chose to go to a school that nobody else in my high school is going to. So I didn't know anybody. I came in by myself. And so I was searching for friendship. I was searching for myself. Unknowingly, I was searching for God. But as I went through my process of the classes were harder, it was different. You know, we had a lot of leeway. When I'm telling you you're on your own, you are completely on your own. You don't have teachers. They're not teachers, they're professors. You know, they're still going to get paid either way. Whether you show up to class or not, whether you do your work or not, the professors, I'm blessed enough to go to university where they do care, where they will email you, where they will meet with you in person. But some of you, you may be going to a metropolitan type of university where you're just a number. So you really have this freedom that I've never had before. Not saying that you are leaving with me, but it's different when you really don't have to answer to anyone. And the only person who you really have to answer to is yourself. So, you know, school was hard for me. Adjusting to a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a Tuesday, Thursday type of schedule was hard for me. And all in all, just trying to find myself and be a part of something. So my freshman year, I decided to join the Chowan Auxiliary, which is like a color guard, major at dancers, which was, I did marching band in high school. I did color guard in high school, but, of course, it was a different style because of the students who went to my high school. So I, at Chowan University, it was a high-step band type of style. It was different for me.
Naya. I want to just stop you for just a quick second because I hear some static on my end, so I don't know if it's the mic that you're speaking on. Can you speak up just a little bit louder so that there's no interruption there?
Yeah, I can fix that for you.
Does that
sound better?
Okay, great. Yes, much better. I just make sure they can hear you.
Okay, great.
So you were sharing. Go ahead.
Yes, I was saying I joined the majorette, and it was different for me, and I was trying to find myself. I was trying to be a part of something. I just really wanted acceptance. But along that, I also had a lot of challenges. My grades were struggling. The people I was interacting with probably weren't the best. I got caught up in a lot of different stuff. It turned out to be very difficult for me.
Yeah, and that was real shocking to you because, you know, being in high school and, you know, like you said, being around a total different group of people and growing up, and you were pretty popular in high school. And then, you know, leaving this area and going there, and you realize, hey, I'm not popular here. And that really was difficult, not so much of being popular, but just the fact that you are someone who you're very easy to make friends, and you get that from your mother, just in case you wanted to know that. But you're very easy to make friends. People, you know, typically just gravitate to you, your personality, your warm spirit, your soft heart, your loving, your caring, you're all the above. And then to get to the school and see that it was a total different environment, it really, 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 you know, caused you to step back a minute and like, what did I do? But what I admire is you had the opportunity to say, you know what, I don't want to do it. I want to go back. I can go to ODU. I can do this and I can go back home. And I even remember me saying, hey, Naya, it's okay. It's okay if you want to come back. I get it. We can push through this. And I'll never forget, you said, Mom, you taught me not to quit, and I'm not going to quit. I know God has me here for a reason. I'm here to make a change somehow, and I don't know what it is, but I'm just going to push my way through it. And no matter how much I wanted to convince you to come home, you stood your ground. And later, I know you're going to discuss, you did discover what your purpose was there. You were able to start some things at the school, and it took a while. It took after your freshman year to get that. But I'll let you, you know, touch on that and comment on what I just said and share that with the audience?
Like you said, although I was popular amongst the people, like, you know, my friend groups and stuff, I definitely, as far as finding myself in university, you know, my dad always told me nobody's going to teach you better than your own. And that's fine.
I'm still hearing a little static, sweetheart. Sweetheart, I'm still hearing a little bit of static. So try to speak a little clearer. It may just be me, but just in case.
Like I said, one of the biggest parts of finding myself was actually accepting who I am. You know, going to predominantly Caucasian high school, I didn't really always see myself as beautiful. I didn't really always see myself as somebody who exuded this confidence and this beauty because I just wasn't around people who were like me. So when I get to this university and I was able to be around people like me and who looked like me, it was something that was exhilarating to me. It was great to know that I was around people like me. I was able to be who I was without any remorse. Part of me, again, trying to find acceptance. And what I learned was I didn't need anybody's acceptance, but as a freshman, I felt that way. I got caught up in the wrong kind of people because, and listen to this, just because you fit in somewhere does not mean that's where you belong.
Oh, that's good. Say that one more time. I like that.
Just because you fit in somewhere does not mean that's where you belong. Because I'm such an easy person, I'm so friendly, I can make friends easily, I can relate. That's part of who I am. I'm very adaptable. So I started to fit in with people who I necessarily didn't belong with. I got really caught up with the freshman experience, which you all of you will understand that, those who've been to college, those who are going to college, you'll understand the freshman experience. You're on your own. I went out, I partied, and I got caught up doing marijuana with the wrong people, and it ended up really hurting me my freshman year. My grades started to drop. I stopped to care. You know, I went from being a honors student in high school, graduating with honors, to not caring, to not doing my work, not going to class, because the people who I fit in with, quote unquote, they didn't go to class, they didn't care, so why should I care? That's how it almost felt. It felt as though, well, if they're doing fine, then I'll be fine, because I want to be accepted. So if I got a text saying, hey, Nye, did you want to go ahead, skip your 1 o'clock class, come hang out with me, I would do it, because I wanted a friend, because I wanted friendship. So, unfortunately, I allow myself to get caught up. And one thing, and it's okay, don't be nervous about trying to be that way. You know, I really got caught up in marijuana really bad. I'm not going to say really bad. It just became a habit, and it was something that I don't regret anything in my life because it made me who I am. But it was definitely a mistake, and it really changed my outcome, and it kind of held me back from the things that I could have done my sophomore year, had I really focused, had I done the things that I could have done, had I not been with the wrong people. You know, this is something that I look back on, and I'm thankful for that experience because it showed me how strong I was. It showed me that I can get out of situations that aren't necessarily good for me. So because I was so caught up in that and because I was caught up in going out to the parties, you know, my university is very small, so it's easy to get in trouble there. You know, my university is in the middle of nowhere, you know, Walmart 30 minutes away. It's just very easy to get caught up in the wrong thing and to do the wrong things.
Now, so I remember, I'm going to step back because I know – in listening to this, to many, they're not surprised because many listeners, I'm sure, have gone to college and they've faced the peer pressure. And peer pressure in high school compared to college is totally different because you're actually on your own, and the peer pressure you can actually, you know, kind of agree with more than at home because you have your parents, you know, constantly in your ear. But I remember one night you were like heavily on my mind. And usually when that happens, for those of us that are mothers, we know we need to call our children. And I remember calling you, and you answered the phone, and you were in tears.
I mean, crying so hard, and I'm like, Naya, what's wrong? What's wrong? And you said, Mommy, I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? Is everything okay? And you said, I don't know, Mommy. I just don't know who I am anymore. I don't recognize myself. I just don't know. And I said, well, what is going on? Why do you feel like that? And you said, because I did something really, really bad. And I said, what did you do, Naya? And you said, I smoke weed. I don't know who I am. I don't know what to do. And I said, and do you remember what I said to you? When you said you didn't know who you were, what did I tell you?
You said you're human.
That's right. You're human. Now, although I do not, let's put this for the record, I do not agree with it. I do understand that you are human, that we make mistakes, and that you're going to experience things in life that parents don't want our children to experience. But like you said, you don't regret anything because it made you who you are today. And it caused you to see who you were becoming and who you wasn't being true to yourself. But it caused you to realize that this isn't me. I don't know who I am. It doesn't make sense. It's what do I do? How can I fix it? And, you know, we begin this journey together, you and I. We're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. You know, we're going to pray. We're going to, you know, believe God is going to just work through this. And he did. He did. And, I mean, it was hard, but you did it. So not only did you go through that stage, but we got past that. You're all good with that, right? Right?
Of course.
So you're all good with that. And, you know, we went through the next stage of making the friends, and then you had the friends, and then you didn't have friends, and then we had to go through the tears and the sadness of that. And I know that you experienced that in high school, but what's the difference in experiencing that in high school and experiencing it in college?
Honestly, if I look back, had I went through what I went through my freshman year of college and high school, I don't know if I would have gotten the same thing out of it that I got now. You know, when I got to the point, you know, I got through all of that, all that mess, came home for the summer, I was working, I was just doing what every college student does, saved up as much as I could, went back to school, and I told myself I was going to be better, I was going to do better, and I was going to be who I am. Because
Naya, can you stop? Can you stop right there? Because my producer here is telling me that we have lots of static. So I don't think our listening audience can hear you well. So what we're going to do, we are going to take a quick break to make sure that we have our connections all clear, because what you're saying, I want the students to hear, or even the parents that's listening, or aunts and uncles, they can go share with their niece and nephew. So that as they go to college, I really want them to be able to hear some of the challenges and struggles that you went through, but also we want to celebrate you. So let's take a quick break, and let's make sure our connections and all that sticks. And so, audience, stay tuned, hang in there, and we will be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I think we have it all fixed now. I hope we do. So let's just test Naya here. I think my end is all clear. And thank you for your patience. You know, it seems like 1 week we have no problems, and we have another week come. There's some technical difficulties, but you guys hang in there with us. And I appreciate that. So let's just make sure Naya has a better connection. Naya, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can hear you a little better. Just speak up a little louder, but I can hear you. Sounds better.
Okay, that's great.
All right. So I know when we left off, so first let's just welcome everybody back to Enjoying Life on Purpose with Kimberly Frazier live in the studios with my beautiful daughter, Naya Fields. Glad to have her in the studios talking about her struggles, her fights, her celebrations in college. She's going into her junior year at Chuan University, located in North Carolina, and she was sharing with us how she had experienced pretty much a culture shock, her surroundings of what she was so familiar with for 12 years, and then going into a college in a total different environment. She had to adapt to that, and she got caught up in some things that she would have never imagined, and me being her mother would have never imagined her ever getting caught up in. But the peer pressure is real, and it's real in college. And I know students are listening like, oh, yeah, we go through that in high school. But I think it gets a little serious in college, only because you have much more freedom. You don't have those boundaries there with the parents to kind of help you and stay on top of it. So it's easier to fall into it and kind of get stuck in it. So before we left, I wanted Naya to say, you know, what's the difference in the peer pressure, the fear, the like those types of things? How different is it from high school versus college? I want you to share that a little bit, touch on that, but I also want you to share, what you and your brother, who went to college as well, called the freshman five, is it, or freshman 15? So I'm sure I want others to hear what that is, but just I'll let you finish up where we left off.
Like I was saying about how if I would have went through the same thing that I went through at the university level that I went through at high school, I don't know if I could have been as strong, and I don't know if I would have gotten as much as I did with this experience that I had then. Going through all that, you really find out a lot about yourself. You know, you get to the university and you get to that level, and you really have to present yourself. You have to figure out how you want people to know you. And I think that was one of the things that I struggled with the most, because I wanted people to know the Naya that I knew. I wanted people to see the Naya who was a leader, who loves service, who is friendly, who is kind. So it was kind of like, how do I show that, but how do I do that with the wrong people? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
The thing is about it is when you get to that university level, you have to really figure out, and you learn a lot about yourself, because you really have to pitch yourself. You know, some of these students, they've been in the same school system with the same people all of their lives. So now you really have to step out of what you know at that comfort zone, and you have to really find yourself. One thing that I'm thankful for, you know, I get to my sophomore year, I had a lot of run-in. Like, anytime you have drama, you have this, you have that. She doesn't like her anymore. We're not friends. And that was difficult on me. But at the same time, it was also very refreshing. You know, there was a period coming into my sophomore year, my first semester, where I did not have any friends, which is okay because I went to a small university, you know, so I always saw familiar faces. I had a lot of acquaintances, but I didn't have any friends. And that was okay because in that time, in that period where I didn't have friends, I had myself and I had God. And I was able to really find myself, and I was really able to say, well, this is what Naya wants. This is what she likes. This is how I want to do certain things. I saw a tremendous change in myself. I was able to make all straight A's with the exception of a C in math class, and that was really hard for me. But I was able to make straight A's, and that was something that I was so proud of myself, especially at the college level. I brought my GPA up about 6 points, and it was all because I was able to focus on me, and I was able to I didn't mean to say 6 points, but 0.6 points. But
I was about to say, okay, let me
but I was able to do all that because I decided to find me. So that is one thing that college will teach you. Through all the trials, through all the tribulations, through the goods and the bads, you really find out a lot about yourself and how you and what you like, what you don't like, who you want in a friend, what you want in a relationship. There's a lot of things that tie in to the everyday experience with everyday people and everyday life that you learn a lot about yourself. To get back to the freshman 15, so for everyone who does not know what the freshman 15 is, and I know you've been to college, you've all experienced, I got the freshman 50 actually, but the freshman 15, the freshman 15 is just when usually the freshmen and students go into college, university, they tend to gain weight, and has a lot to do with, one, you're on your own. You know, some of you, we have the luxury of having dinner cooked for us every night. That, well, it's not like that at university. It's most certainly not like that at Chowan. You know, you're eating whenever, you're up late, you're doing only God knows what, and you're just gaining a lot of weight, eating a lot of junk. You know, we're all broke in college. Nobody has any money. Surprisingly, I didn't think I'd be that broke college student, but here I am following in the statistics. Had no money, you buy the cheap stuff, you're just eating away, you're stressed out. Everybody, girl, I don't care. It doesn't matter how you look, girl. You know, thick is in, big is in, girl. It's okay. It's not okay. Don't gain the freshman 15. That's basically what the freshman 15 is. It's just when you gain weight because you're a freshman and it's just a change of scenery. Things change, but, you know, everybody can work on that. But I advise you, the cafe stays open late. The food is good. McDonald's is around the corner. You never know.
Well, yes, I do know that. I remember, you sending, because you're a selfie kind of girl. I mean, I know a lot of people are, even I am. But you are a selfie kind of girl, and you love to take pictures. You love to dress, and you definitely love your makeup. And I remember you sending pictures home, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's gaining weight. I can't tell her. I can't say anything. Because I always tell you guys, I say, you know, if you ask me, I'm going to have to tell you the truth. If you don't ask me, you know, but I got to kind of hint, and you know, you're so sensitive. You're so sensitive and very easily to get your feelings hurt. And so I had to be really careful, like, oh, you know, you want to, you know, go to the gym with me today, Naya? When you come home, you know.
And the answer was always no.
No. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, guys, I want to tell her. And then you would look at me and say, hey, Mom, does it look like I gain weight? And I was like, well, and yeah. And I couldn't understand. I was like, where is all this coming from? You know, where is she gaining this weight at? And I know that really did a lot to your self-esteem. I know it caused you to lose, you know, lack of confidence in yourself in certain areas. You were, you know, kind of going through a little stage of depression there. And on top of gaining the weight and then the friends issues and then, you know, partying and drinking and all the stuff the college do, it was really hard on you your freshman year. And I just kept saying, if I can just get her home freshman year, she's not going back. She's not going back. But you pulled it off, and you realized how important it was to stay focused on your grades. You know, you were very – I remember you being very afraid towards the end of the year, and you had to tell me, Mom, I don't know if I'm gonna pass this class. And I'm like, oh, you're going to pass that class. You're going to pass that class. And you did. You pulled it off. But you said you learned from that first year. You're like, I know when I go back, I have to stay focused on my grades because I have to. And you did. And you got on the dean's list, and you stayed there pretty much the whole year with the exception of that little C you were talking about, that one I think the last semester. But you did very, very well. But I want to share with everyone, you actually but first, let me give everybody the number in case anybody wants to call in. So please feel free to call in. I think we got the staticky and the technical difficulties all cleared up. But call in if you would like to comment, if you want to, you know, tell a college experience that you had, because we want to be the everyday people sharing everyday experiences and bringing it to Everyday Radio so that we can inspire, encourage, and prepare others to go through things that they're going to have to go through in life, but teach them how they can get through it so that they can enjoy life on purpose, right? So feel free to give us a call at 646 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. And we will begin to talk to you. But Maya, you wanted to start an organization, if that's what we would call it, at the college, and you wanted the college to adapt it. And you put a lot of work into that, and we didn't know if it was going to be accepted, and it was something that you thought the school needed. And we'll go back to that the early conversation when I was saying you were like, Mom, I'm not going because the school needs me here. They need me here. I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna finish what I start. And we discovered one of the reasons was your organization. Would you like to tell them about how that happened and what you end up, you know, calling it and how it all ended up and where it's at now?
Yeah, of course. So like you said, I told you, you know, Chowon found me, and it's not a big school, it's very small, private, but it found me, and I fell in love with the university when I took the tour. I met my who became my resident director. His name was Rodney. And before I left that day, he said, you know, I really hope you come here because I feel like you're going to make a change at this school. And he prophesied that on me. And so that's mm-hmm. why I could not leave. I didn't want to go because if anybody and anyone who's listening who goes to Chowon, you know, if you're at Chowon, you have a purpose there. Nobody just finds that school out of the blue. It really finds you. So the club that I started, the organization that I started, and I also have to give a shout-out to my board who helped me with this, which was my two now best friends. It's great. What the things you can accomplish when you're around like-minded people is amazing. So my two best friends, Erica and Ebony, we wanted to start a club. Back in high school, I was in the JRTC program all 4 years. I enjoy leadership. You know, I'm a natural leader. It's something that I excel in. It's something that I have a lot of confidence in, and I know I'm good at it. And I wanted to bring the opportunities that I had in high school to the students at Chowon. You know, Chowon University, it's a first-generation university, which means majority of those students who are going there, they are the first in their family to go to college. You know, there's a lot of students who come from a rural area who making it to college is a big thing, and they didn't have all the privileges that I have. And when I look back, I was very privileged to have the resources that I had in high school, to have the mentorship that I had, the chances to do certain opportunities that were normal until I get to the school and I'm like, they don't do that here, and you don't know about that, and isn't this what everybody knows? So I really, one, it was very humbling, and two, it was very enlightening, and I wanted to bring all that joy that I felt from leadership to other students. The process to get my club, you know, I told my two friends about it. I was like, you know, guys, I want to start something. I want to do something. I want the book to match the cover. My university, they have so many great programs, great education program, biology, psychology. I mean, really up there. But unfortunately, you know, our retention rate was low. Graduation rate was low, and I felt like it was because students didn't have something to help them push them along the way. And unless you mm-hmm. had that type of background, you weren't able to really excel at my university. So I wanted to create something that was all-inclusive, that allowed everybody who wanted it to be a part of it. So the organization, with the help of my mother, of course, I came up with the name of Future Leaders in Progress, or FLIP, because I wanted to flip people into leaders, and I wanted to help them grow and excel and to get all the opportunities that you can have from being a great leader. The process of getting the club, getting it, the ideas and stuff, it came easy. You know, I told my two friends about it, who are now the vice president and secretary. You know, I told my board about it from the beginning. We went to the library that same night. We drafted up our plan. It just came so naturally. And, you know, when things fall into place, you know what's meant to be. We decided, you know, in order to start a club, you need an advisor. We were like, oh, who are we going to pick? And I said, you know, let's go big or let's go home. So we went to the Dean of Student Affairs, Randy Harry, and we pitched him our idea. And little did you know how timing works and how, let me tell you something about God. He's all about timing. So what he did, he put us in the place, and actually our dean of student affairs, he was trying to start something called the Leadership Corps. And he was so excited to see the three of us, not only as sophomores, but just as young female students, so eager to bring up the university and morale and everything like that, that he signed off to be our advisor. We had the university provost take that offer as well. We were able to have really two great forces behind us. Getting the process of getting it all chartered with the university, it was long. It was difficult. We had a few meetings with the SGA. We were really nervous because we had a couple of problems with just some drama that we had gotten into, trying to get out of, and we were really nervous about it. And it took your reassurance. It took our advisor's reassurance. I'll never forget that day. We were sitting in his office, and we were telling him everything that was going on. We were so nervous. We were like, what if they don't charter it? What if they do this? What if they do that? And he was like, oh, I'm telling you, I promise you, you're going to get chartered. And, of course, he's spoken into existence. We got chartered in October of 2017, which was great for us. That next coming semester, we held meetings. We had a forum, which I was blessed enough to have you attend and to speak to. And it's only up from here, and it's something that I'm so glad I was able to start and something I'm really ready to continue when this new semester for me starts in August. And I know I'm going to change a lot of students' lives, and I not just single-handedly, but just the idea of building up leaders in our school is something that I'm ready for, and I'm ready to see people succeed not only at the university level, but in their careers and their life, because to have leadership as a skill, you have just put yourself among the best of people. So
That's right. Really
thankful I was able to do that. And I'm thankful that it took me having a stressful freshman year, and it took me to having to look back of who I really was to say that I'm going to change. If only I had something like that when I came in as a freshman. If only I had that little sliver of home that I miss so much, that ability to do service, that ability to lead, that ability to fellowship with other students, if only I had something like that. And my goal was to really change a freshman's life, was to really say, don't leave. Don't get discouraged.
Right.
I want you to stay. And I was thinking about the next freshman girl who was like, because my story is not unique whatsoever. My story is actually very common.
Plenty of young men,
they go through the same thing, the same struggle. But sometimes it feels like, you know, we get so caught up in ourselves that sometimes we feel like we're all alone and we don't have anybody. And we feel like nobody will ever understand what we're going through. So that's why I'm so thankful that you asked me to come up here and to speak to whoever is listening right now. And I want you to know that you're not alone. And sometimes it takes somebody telling you that you're not alone, that what you're going through, it's okay. You're going to make it through. And so I'm never afraid to share my testimony. I'm never afraid to tell people what happened to me or what I got caught up in and how I felt and this, that, and the third. Because I don't know, because maybe one day I actually might change you, and it maybe make you feel better to know that, well, if she went through all this and she's doing okay, then maybe I can too. So
I'm grateful
I was able to start something like that.
And you did a wonderful job doing it and putting it together, and you are indeed called to do this. You're passionate. I hear your passion as you discuss it, and I'm excited for you. And I really like the name. Ha, ha, ha. For those of you, I have to share this. She was going to go with another name that they were trying to charter and get it going. And I'm like, Naya, you got to pick something that's going to really be catchy, that when they hear it, they're going to, you know, just like, wow. And she was like, I don't know, Mom. I really like this. And I said, well, let me think about it. I said, what about Future Leaders in Progress? And she was like, I was like, yeah, flip. And she was like, flip? I was like, yeah, you know, flip. I said, just go and present it and let's see. She goes, no, Mom, I'm not going to do that. That's corny. Nope, nope, nope. I said, okay, go with what you want. But anyway, she did it. Long story short, she actually did. I did not know she was going to do it. I was very pleasantly surprised
when she called me and said, Mom, they accepted it and they loved the name. And I said, they did? The name you, y'all? And she was like, the flip. I said, oh, you used the flip. So I am so, I told her she can take full credit for it. It wasn't me. It was already in her. I just helped bring it out of it. That's what Life Coach does. Life Coaches brings out what's already in you. So thank you for sharing that, Naya. I know there's so much more you could possibly, you definitely could share. But just for time purposes, because the show is not going to go that long tonight, because I do know the static is, you know, we're having some problems with the hearing, and I don't want it to go throughout the whole hour there. But you have really blessed me. It's really blessed me to be your mother, to go through these challenges with you, to go through the tears and the laughter and the celebration with you. You have made me who I am today. You, your brother, your twin brother, and then your older twin brother and sisters, you, the four of you, and my son Quentin, the five of you, I should say, have made me who I am today. And I am grateful, and I'm excited to see what lies ahead for you going into your junior year. I know you're going to bring so much to the table there, and I know that you know, you're going to help a lot of freshmen, because this year you actually got chosen to be an RA, a residential assistant. Is that correct? That's what it's called?
Yes,
residential assistant?
Yes, ma'am. I
so
am
you'll
going
be working
to be an RA for the
with,
upcoming.
Yeah, and you'll be working directly with the freshmen, right?
Possibly, hopefully. I would be working with the freshmen females and be living in the freshman resident dorm. That's what I'm hoping for.
So for those who don't know what an RA is, can you explain to them real briefly what that is?
So an RA is a resident assistant, and basically it's usually an upperclassman, and they pretty much they live, for freshman purposes, they live in the freshman dorm, and they're basically like a mentor, and they're there to help. They bring order to the hallway, to the freshmen. They're there to lead and to get the freshmen out and be a shoulder to cry on, someone to talk to, and even just be a friend. So that's why I'm very excited to be a part of the RA team at Chowan. I'm thankful to have gotten the position. You know, I'm really excited to see what my junior year has in store.
All right. Well, lovely, lovely. We have a caller that's just waiting here to call in. Let's go and see who we have. We have a 301 area code caller. You are live with Kimberly and Naya. Did you have a comment or question?
Hey, this is Don Myers from Washington, D.C. How are you?
I'm great. Hello, Mr. Myers. We are great. Thank
Hello.
You for calling in.
Yeah, I want to let you guys know that I'm really proud of Miss Naya Fields, because I was an RA also in college, and it made me give me responsibilities, and it gave me, you know, it taught me life skills by, you know, being in charge of the residents in my dorm, and also gave us free board, and it made sure that I was ready for the real life when I got out of college. So I'm going to say good luck to Naya and keep up the good work, and that's a great leadership role.
Thank you. Thanks
welcome.
For calling in.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Keep
now,
it,
do you have
up.
A college? Do you have a college like experience that you want to share, or something you would like to share with the listeners as to like something that could help them enjoy life as they enter into this college to be aware of that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes. When you get into college, sometimes you feel like you want to get into the real world really fast. You want to be like, you know what? I'm done with studying. I'm done with books. I'm ready to start working. But guys, while you're in college, please enjoy every moment of it. Enjoy every moment. This is a great experience. Don't rush it. Just make sure that each moment you try to, you know, take each moment, just try to enjoy it. Don't try to rush it. Don't try to get out in the working world. Just make sure that while you're in college, you enjoy it. You just take a moment and a minute to say, you know what, this is a great place where I am at. Because once you get that experience, there's no other experience like that in the world. And then when you get out of college, you're going to realize this was some of the best years of your life.
Wow. Well, thank you, caller, for sharing that, Mr. Don. We appreciate you calling in.
we are going to go take a quick break and give other callers a chance to call in before we end the show. Feel free to give us a call at 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. So also, for the next 10 callers that call in or log on to my website at enjoylifecoaching.com and sign up for your free session, that's a free session with me live over the telephone, to help you, you know, get that clarity of your goals and your visions and give you a little push in that direction, I am going to give you a Enjoying Life on Purpose t-shirt. Those are nice t-shirts. I gave a lot away over the weekend to some ladies that I'm coaching, and I gave some away to some listeners of our last show that logged into the website. So log into the website, sign up, give us a call, and we will get that t-shirt out to you in the mail. So hang tight.
I have another question. I have another question regarding that part of the conversation about goals. How do you feel when you feel you're in a place that you love, right? You love the thing you're doing, and you love it immensely, but you feel you could do more. What should you do about that? Like, let's say, for instance, you love your job. You love, you know, the money you make. You love everything about it, but you feel like there's something else that life, that you're missing out of life, that you can give more to the world. How should you go about that?
That's a good question. And you're already, this is your free session right now. You're just interrupting and now you're going to flow here.
And I want my t-shirt off. Yeah.
That's a good question. And I will definitely share that with an audience when we come back from this break. But I do have a listener holding right now. So Mr. Meyer is going to put you on mute. So I'm going to put you on mute, and I am going to answer the call to this next caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question or comment for Naya?
Yes. Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. 757 number?
Yes. Wonderful. Oh, wow. I was tuning into the show. I didn't know that I was right there. Hello there, Naya. I really appreciate the fact that you discussed your college life. I am a mom of my daughter attending Hampton University for the first year, and just the things that you said brought life and understanding to me as a parent on this end. And I have my daughter home. She's home now from school, and she's listening to you as well. And it's just hearing it from Naya's point of view and my daughter's point of view. Sometimes, you know, the kids don't talk to the parents. So the things that you spoke about, Naya, it really enlightened me, because, you know, our kids just don't talk like, you know, and just I love the way, Naya, you were open and honest, and I really appreciate that. And my daughter's here listening as well, and I'm pretty sure some of the things that you experienced, she went through the same thing, and I'm glad that we both can share this together.
Thank you, and I'm glad that I was able to tell my story. Like I said, it's not very unique, and a lot of things that I went through, like you said, I'm sure she went through too, but it's always good to know that you're not the only one. And so for her, if you are listening, you know, I wish nothing but the best for you, and I hope that the rest of your university experience is as great as mine has been. You know, it's only up from here.
Thank you so much, caller, for calling in. And Naya, thank you. That was very nice words of wisdom there. So we want to be right back in just a second. Hang tight.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
are back in the studios. We have right at 10 minutes left, and I thought we were going to end it early. It was great to get the callers to call in. I just got the caller's name that called in. That's Ramona, Ramona from here in Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm glad that your daughter was there to listen and hear Naya's story, and I'm sure she was able to relate. We appreciate you calling in, and you will be getting a T-shirt. Yes, we'll get one to your daughter as well. So go on to the website. Just sign up for a free session which for your daughter, and she will definitely get that T-shirt. So we can maybe she can talk to Naya some more. All right, so we are going to really just cover a couple of things and just want everybody to know that I am now doing a women's life coaching session once a month. One per month. And in the session, we have a max of 10 women. Right now, this first session has 7 women, and we are working together, setting goals. We are putting action plans together. We are doing things that we didn't think we would be able to do, and they are living life on purpose. And these classes, the women are looking forward to it. It's called Enjoying Life and Brunch with Kimberly. We do it at the Gather Cafe located in the Chesapeake area, really Suffolk area, but Chesapeake area. And it's a beautiful atmosphere. The women come, and it's an intimate session with us. And the June class is filled. July class just opened. We already have 6 ladies sign up for that class. So there is 4 slots left, 4 slots left. So if you want to be a part of our July class, please log on to enjoylifecoaching.com. That's enjoylifecoaching.com. And just click there, reserve your Saturday spot, pick the month of July. And if July fills up, I think the August is up there now, so you can click and sign up for the August session. So, again, they'll be going on every month. 10 women will be in each class at max so that you can get that intimate time, that personal time, bond and network and just encourage and build each other up. So, again, enjoylifecoaching.com. So, Naya, we're going to go back to you, and I know we have Mr. Meyer still holding with his question. We're going to answer that because I'm sure some people are in that very spot right now. We may just make that a topic on our next show. Our next show that very well may be our topic, and we may bring, if Mr. Meyer would like to be a guest on this show, we can maybe bring him back and a couple other people, and we can talk about this and help people get through these hurdles. Because, again, we are Enjoying Life on Purpose, where we're bringing everyday people with everyday experiences to everyday radio. So, Naya, before we let you go, I have 7 minutes, and I'm going to give you one of those minutes. What would be the one thing you would like to leave with the listeners for students going into their freshman year that they can take with them that will help them to embrace college, to enjoy college, and to enjoy it on purpose through all the experiences that they're going to face?
Okay, so I'm going to give you 3 tips. Tip number 1 is to always put your education first. You probably pay a bunch of money to go to school, so don't forget why you're there. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Tip number 2, and if you can't be the best, just try to be among the best. You know, always surround yourself with the right people. And just the last thing is that life is really like a box of chocolate, and so you never know what you're going to get. But just try to enjoy every single piece, the good and the bad.
Amen, amen. Well spoken. You are your mother's child, my dear. I'm very, very proud of you. Thank you for being a guest, taking the time out of your busy schedule and coming to be with your mother. I love you, love you, love you. And we have 5 minutes left. I know Mr. Myers had a question. Mr. Myers, are you still there with us?
Yeah.
All right, so your question was, you're in a position, in a place where you know that you love what you do and you like it, but you just feel like there's more. Was that the question, and how do you get past that?
Yes.
All right, so this is just a little small tip that I'm going to give you. Enjoy where you are. Be excited where you're going. All right, so you are heading somewhere because you're at a place where you're happy, but you know that there's something more there inside, and that's what a life coach does. I go, and you already know the answer. I'm there to help you pull that out. So I would recommend, if anyone's in that predicament, follow your passion. What is it in you that moves you, that causes you to say, you know what, if I won the lottery today, I will still do this and do it for free. You ponder on that. That's how you'll know what your passion, that's one way to know what your passion is. And sometimes you're not feeling challenged enough and it's time to, you know, move on and do something bigger and greater. But still, where you are, enjoy it, love it, but, you know, be excited where you're going. How about that? Did that answer your question a little bit? And if you want more, Mr. Meyer, that's going to cost you. You're going to have to log on to enjoyinglifeonpurpose.com.
That gave me some clarity. It did. It opened my eyes, made my eyes a little bit more open. But I do want a little bit more of that, you know, more deeper, a deeper answer.
Okay. Well, again, love to coach you there. I usually don't coach men. That's been my little rule there. But I do know you for the audience. I know you're like, who is this guy? I do know this guy. He's one of a colleague that I work with, and I appreciate him listening and calling in. So I will coach you, but, you know, we'll have to do that. You can't tell anybody else. So shh. Anybody
okay,
that's
our secret.
Don't let anybody know, okay?
Yes.
So, Juan, thank you so much for calling in. I love you much, and I appreciate the support. And all those that are listening, I know, Ramona, thank you so much for calling in. And those who wanted to call in and couldn't, it's okay. We'll be back here in 2 weeks, and I will send out that. Be on the lookout on Facebook for that date and time. And I'm looking forward to it because I know it's going to be a really, 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 really good show. So, again, enjoy life. You're Kimberly Frazier here to help you get through everyday life, to get through it, to embrace it, to enjoy it, to live it, and to do it and do it on purpose. Enjoy life, guys, and thank you. Look forward to you joining me back here in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, the same channel, same click. Click it, and you'll be live with me and listening on, because I am definitely on a mission to help everybody enjoy life and enjoy it on purpose. Have a good night. Thanks, Naya. Thanks, Mr. Myers.
Thank you.